You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, the US President Donald Trump says Cambodia-Thailand peace deal could save millions of lives. The government proposes the first national environment protection agency to keep businesses accountable. And in football, Liverpool lose 3-2 at Brentford, making it four league losses in a row. G'day, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News. Let's start off overseas first, and United States President Donald Trump says the signing of a peace deal between Cambodia and Thailand could save millions of lives. Mr. Trump is in Malaysia's capital, Kuala Lumpur, for the annual ASEAN summit, where he has overseen the prime ministers of Cambodia and Thailand signing the peace deal. In his opening speech, the US president thanked Malaysia's Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim and says the country will deploy observers as part of the deal.
Both countries are agreeing to cease all hostilities and work to build good relationships, which they've already started. 18 Cambodian prisoners of war will be released, and under this agreement, observers from ASEAN countries, including Malaysia, will be deployed to make sure that the peace prevails and endures. I have no doubt that it will.
The agreement builds on a truce signed 3 months ago after both sides blamed each other for starting a five-day exchange of rockets and heavy artillery, which killed at least 48 people and temporarily displaced an estimated 300,000. The Albanese government has proposed Australia's first national environment protection agency to act as an independent regulator of businesses' adherence to climate laws. The NEPA will guide compliance and enforcement of laws with powers independent of the Environment Minister to audit project assessments and approval. The Environment Minister's decisions and conditions to be attached to approvals will be based on assessments and advice from the NEPA. But the minister would retain final decision-making authority. Environment Minister Murray Watts says the proposed reforms will help business and the environment by improving efficiency and transparency in approvals.
What we want to be able to do through these reforms is ensure that all industries are able to demonstrate their environmental credentials and get their approvals much more quickly than they are at the moment. You will have seen there have been many projects that have been tied up in these processes between state government processes and federal government processes for many, many years.
The agency forms part of an overhaul of federal nature protection laws that Labor is hoping to pass in the next fortnight. A cold front stretching across eastern Australia is bringing widespread rain across parts of Victoria and New South Wales and Queensland, with severe thunderstorms forecast to lash some areas. Bureau of Meteorology's senior forecaster Miriam Bradbury says conditions are set to improve in southeastern states later today, but Queensland residents are warned heavy rain could bring flash flooding, large hail storms and dangerous driving conditions.
The cold front is going to move away from the southeast coast, leaving much more settled conditions for our southeastern states. Further north, however, a low pressure trough is likely to deepen across northern and eastern parts of Queensland, drawing in moisture and producing scattered showers and thunderstorms across many eastern parts of the state. We may once again see severe storms developing. Severe storms may once again bring damaging winds, large hail, or possibly heavy falls.
The window through which thieves entered the Louvre Museum to steal priceless jewels has become an unexpected tourist attraction in France. Since last Sunday's daring daylight heist, visitors have gathered outside the museum to photograph the now famous balcony window that robbers used to break into the Apollo Gallery. The heist was worth an estimated 88 million euro, a valuation that doesn't include historical worth. French investigators are continuing their efforts to identify and locate the four suspects behind what authorities have described as one of the most audacious museum thefts in recent French history. Let's go to football now, and Liverpool manager Arne Slot says opponents have identified a winning strategy against his Premier League champions and he needs to find a solution after a 3-2 defeat at Brentford makes it four league losses in a row. Their title defence had begun well, but defeats to Crystal Palace, Chelsea, Manchester United and now Brentford have knocked the Dutchman's side off the rails. Slot concedes the loss at Brentford is one of their worst of the season, saying opposition teams have found a good strategy to capitalise on their vulnerabilities.
Teams have a shortened playing style against us, which is a very good strategy to play, and we haven't found that answer yet, and that every time going 1-0 down doesn't really help as well after 5 minutes. We are still, even today when we don't play well, able to score two goals and create more chances than only the two goals we've scored from open play. But we simply concede too many goals.
I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from the SBS News team. Check out our podcast, Weekend One-on-One, where you can hear special in-depth interviews on the issues that matter. And you can find that wherever you listen to your podcasts.